And let's dive in. Welcome to the September 2014 Neville Goddard Mastermind. My name is Mr. 2020, and today we are going to talk about secrets of speed. Out of all the emails that we get, probably speed and issues around speed are probably the most common ones. So we're going to cover some stuff that we explore in coaching calls, trainings, some of the advanced products, but in a different way than what we do in those. There's always something new to learn. There's always a different angle of approach to share, to explore. So let's just dive in. You know, some of this stuff's real obvious. Like Neville talks about, stop looking for signs. Looking for signs implies doubt. Oh, I wonder if it's happening. There's an eagle overhead. That's a good thing. Oh, there's a crow overhead. That's a bad thing. So if you're looking for signs, again, you're putting the power outside of you. Stop doing that. Again, to replace that bit, again, this is the common sense part, but we're going to start with common sense. Take your attention from the outside and turn it within. Forsake the world of the senses where you're looking for proof, facts, you know, all that heavy stuff. And turn within. Because if you, honest to God, know, you know what? I am a best-selling author, writer. You're going to find that you write. You're going to find that people like your writing because you really get into it. You develop it. You develop you. You change. It all starts with you changing, not looking for signs that something's happening out there in the world, that thing that's separate from me. You know, all anxiety is separation anxiety. So let's just get out of the way the very, very, very basics. Stop looking for signs. Turn within. Instead of having the signs being what dictate, nothing's happening. No, the reason you're finding nothing's happening is because you lost the feeling. You lose the feeling. You go, well, I need a confirmation that something that's happening. No, you don't. Yeah, you don't need confirmation. What you need is to be steadfast in the feeling. You need to have faith in your imaginal act. If you have faith in your imaginal act, in other words, you have faith that this stuff works, you have faith that it works for you, faith that you've done it effectively because you are following the formula, you've invested the time to learn what works. You're not walking around chanting, I am a millionaire, I am a millionaire. No, you're asking the questions that someone with that level of wealth has. You're developing the habits that someone at that level of wealth has, so you don't become a lottery winner that loses the money, but you become the kind of person who the money has to show up for because of who you've become in the world. Again, when you've become the kind of person that has that, whatever that is, it can't help but land. Yeah, because you're effectively stacking the deck in a way that's incomprehensible for the rational mind to get. So make the shift to you. Again, one of the speediest shifts is to stop making it about, I have $1 million in the bank, it feels wonderful, to, you know what, I feel wonderful. I just feel wonderful. I feel wonderful about life. I feel wonderful about money. I feel wonderful. What don't I feel wonderful? I feel wonderful about everything. Why do I feel wonderful about money? Let me close my eyes and take a peek. Oh, yeah, I've got plenty of it. Yeah, I ask good questions around money. Why do I feel wonderful? I know that I'm loved. Yeah, notice that erases the desperation. Again, nobody wants to be around someone who's desperate. You know, money, people, you know, we want to be around peace. If you want to attract the peace of the universe, you know, the thing that you want, the part of the universe, be the peace within. So where we really want to begin is SOS. We're talking about secrets of speed, but we're also talking about stop putting out distress signals. Just stop putting out distress signals. Yeah, every time you put out a distress signal, remember, Neville teaches feeling is the secret, not chanting words, not making pictures or vision boards. Feeling is the secret. We've had so many people succeed whenever they just move that tiny little bit. Instead of having a vision board that reminds you of what you'll be doing, again, it can be this simple. Watch this. We had a lovely lady who was, she had a vision board with all these things that she wanted to do in life, including trips. And she got rid of the vision board. She started feeling it real. And she said, well, what do I do to walk in a state of the wish fulfilled for travel? And I said, well, if you were planning on travel, what would you do? If travel was guaranteed in your future, what would you do? She said, well, I'd go get travel brochures. I said, so get a couple travel brochures and leave them around the house. Again, notice the difference here. You're not cutting them out and imagining you on the beach and taking a picture of you and morphing it onto the photo on the vision board to see your body on the beach. You're doing what people naturally do who are taking a trip. You know, when we were going to New Zealand, we got a book on New Zealand. We had traveled things for New Zealand before we got there. That's a natural thing to do. So you want to do what's natural. You want the feeling of it. You do your sessions until your desired feels that it's a natural part of you. Neville uses the example of a new suit. A new suit doesn't feel natural. So you imagine this thing, this new suit that surrounds you, the circumstances that surround you, to the point where it feels natural for you to be making really good decisions about money, because that's what people with money do. They make good decisions. People who are in loving relationships, they make decisions that are kind, courteous, caring. Not just kind, courteous, and caring for the people who are there in a relationship with, but with everyone. Yeah, nobody wants to be in a relationship with a grumpa goose, you know? Yeah, they want to be in a relationship with someone who's loving and lovely. So let's wiggle around here a little bit. This is good stuff. So we want to get out of SOS mode. We want to get out of sending the distress signals out there. So one of the ways to do that, and this is inspired by some stuff that we were exploring on one of the Facebook groups brought up by Greg, pick a word. Now, I'm going to give you a version of this exercise that's really, really vital. By the way, it's not the word where the power is, but I want you to pick a word. I'm going to give you a real life one here. Calm is what one of our coaching clients, mentoring clients, picked this week. She was just starting out and she needed to interrupt a bad state. So I said, what do you want to be in? Give me one word. And she goes, calm. So I said, cool, calm. I want you to feel that, calm, while you say it. Notice the sound of the word. It starts harsh, and it ends with om, calm, calm. Say it that way. Notice if you say the word angry or hatred, angry, hatred, there's a spike in there. Okay, so if you want to feel angry or hatred, you know, you use those kind of words. But calm, notice calm is a smoothing out kind of feel. Calm is a lovely word. And you don't just repeat it like a mantra. Yeah, because remember, the power's not in the words. The power's in the feeling behind the words. And if you notice where words come from, there's some real interesting research on where words come from. Maybe we'll get into some of that later. Let's try on the word peace. Peace. Let's try peaceful. Peaceful. Notice not just how the word, we're not just picking a word at random. Peace. Peace is a thing. Peace. It ends a little abrupt. Peaceful. Full of peace. Peaceful. Even the word full. I'm full. Compared to empty, hungry. Hear the difference in the words? It's not just the words. It's the feeling that's generated that drives the word. It's the structure of the word. Hungry, angry, upset, calm, peace, peaceful. Notice how peaceful is like thankful. I'm full of thanks. It's one thing to say thanks. It's another thing to say thankful. It's not the word. Notice the feeling. Notice where the energy ends. Thankful. It ends within you. So it's not just the meaning of the word that matters. It's what generates that. Thankful. Peaceful. The energy returns to you. Explore words in this way. Don't just use them as a technique to interrupt a state. Explore words. Explore the feeling behind the words. Again, it's a huge difference between peace and peaceful. Thanks and thankful. explore words. Explore the feeling you can generate behind a word. And you're going to notice that there's no power in the words. The words can direct the attention, but the power's in the feeling behind the words. So if you're going to say calm, calm. It's not calm, it's calm. Peace, peaceful. Try this on. Thank you. The attention goes outside of you because of the way the words are. Thankful. The attention stays within you. And it reverberates. You can hear it in my voice. This stuff goes back to the structure of what we are, the structure of the human body as well. So, if you want to speed up, play with some of this stuff. Explore words. Explore the feelings behind the words. There's where the power is. By the way, little tiny shifts, going from it's the word that matters, tell me the magic word, please, to it's the feeling behind the word that matters. And if I can go from peace to peaceful and really feel the difference between those, I'm exploring. Anytime you explore, think about it this way. You can be an explorer or you can be a victim. A victim doesn't leave the house. A victim's afraid to go out in the neighborhood. An explorer, like Indiana Jones, travels the world and lives a life full of excitement and wonder. If you're going to make yourself victim to a word, okay, I'm going to chant my word, a negative word, being victim to the word angry will make you angry. That's what they say. Being victim to the word calm will make me calm, so I'll chant calm a whole bunch. It's probably better than saying the word angry. But if you want to explore the words, explore the power behind the words, which is you, and get in touch with feelings, again, the difference between thanks and thankful, the difference between peace and peaceful, brings the attention home. Try this on. The little tiny distinctions like this really amp up the speed. It literally is like adding a couple more cylinders to your engine or putting the car in overdrive. So next, let's go on to inner conversations a little bit. Do they match up with what you have desired? Yeah, Neville talks about, you know, when it comes to what you desire and what your inner conversations are, your inner conversations are going to win. So you want to ask yourself, are you having the kind of inner conversations that that kind of person has? Am I having the kind of conversations that an effective teacher trainer has? Am I having the kind of inner conversations that a successful investor has? A loving husband? You see, a loving husband has a particular kind of inner conversation about his wife and about women and about people in general. I get to notice, am I having those kinds of conversations? That's what makes me a good husband, not walking around chanting I am a good husband all day, but having the kinds of inner conversations that lend to acts of kindness, inner conversations that lend to me being a more effective teacher. What are the kind of conversations that an effective learner has? I studied these for a number of years. To be an effective learner, you get to have specific kind of conversations. Let me tell you what they're not. I'm right. I already know this. I don't have the time to learn anything new. I know this. I'm right. If only you'd tell me the secret that you're holding back. We've heard all these. Those are the kind of comments that don't get you anywhere because that's not what an effective learner does. An effective learner is in there having conversations and asking questions like, wow, I wonder if he meant something else by that. I wonder, how could I apply that? What steps does he take? Did he tell me the steps? Maybe I should ask him what the steps are. Effective inner conversations have you generating data that changes your behavior. Ineffective inner conversations for someone who's a learner or in learning mode. Well, I know this. Tell me something new. Again, those inner conversations aren't productive. So notice what kind of inner conversations do you have? Do you have the inner conversations that you would have if you knew how loved you are? When you walk down the street, you know, and people just look at you and they can tell, by the way, you can tell what inner conversations people are having. You know, just look at them. You can tell. Some people are walking down the street going, I'm just glad to be alive. Wow, look at all this cool stuff. Look at the trees. Look at the stars. You know, I feel good about my job. I love my body. Oh, I feel so good when I'm walking. I love walking. I remember walking with my grandma. You can see these conversations going on in people, even if you don't know all the content. You can see the kind of conversations they're having. Notice if you're having that kind of conversation. By the way, if you want to change your inner conversations to what somebody who is happily married or making a lot of money or is an effective teacher, trainer, whatever, I talk to people. I find the happiest people that I knew that have been married for 50, 60 years and not just, yep, putting up with her still. You know, the ones who really love their spouse. And I say, tell me about this. And I say, well, you know what? Every day is a new adventure with them. I say, wow, every day is a new adventure. Yeah, they walk in the room and I just look at them and I notice there's something, they've got another wrinkle. They've got a new smile line. They notice these things. When I talk to people in loving relationships, they notice what people like, what people love. Just generally. And that expands into their relationships. Ask people who are in lovely relationships with other people, with money, with success, what their inner world is like. What do you say to yourself? What kind of conversations do you hear in your head? What questions do you ask yourself daily? I'm always asking myself, what's the most effective thing I can do with my time? What's the most effective thing I can do with my time today to impact the world, to make a difference in someone's life? How can I teach more effectively today? What can I read to help me become a better writer, a better teacher? Those are the questions. Questions are always a part of conversation. So ask cool questions. Questions that help you with, you know, the proper, intelligent use of money, that help you be more loving and giving. By the way, another way to tell what people's inner conversations are like, check out their Facebook wall posts. When I get emails from people saying, hey, I'm having trouble attracting men in my life, and I go to their Facebook page and they go, oh my God, I look at this. And it's the same with men. I see it with men too. They put up these things about women and I go, well, no wonder. If this is how you really feel, and oh, that's not how I feel, then why are you posting it? Obviously, there's inner conversations going on that make you think this is funny. You got to change those inner conversations. And again, find people that are happily married, people who are happily in relationships, people who are making decent money. What are they posting on Facebook? Study this stuff. So next, change the origin of your inner conversations. This one's another solid gold nugget. So when you change the origin of your inner conversations, you can move from, let's say, poverty to resourceful. Notice I'm not saying poverty to rich. Poverty to resourceful. Check this out. The origin of your inner conversations is revealed by what they are. Oh, I can't afford that. That's $7. I can't afford that. Oh, a dollar, I can't afford that. No, there's no way. People are always trying to get your money. I can't afford that. See, those are assertions about reality. Those are parts of your conversations that you notice. Not yours necessarily, but people have these. I can't afford that. In other words, that's the place of poverty. On the other hand, how can I get that? How can I get that today? How can I get that a little quicker? How can I get that and develop a relationship with the person who developed it? You see, most wealthy people I know, anytime they can avoid spending money, they do, because they're investing money. Okay, you can be a spender or an investor. Neville says to be an investor. Most of the wealthy people I know do whatever they can to avoid spending money, so they have money to invest. And so, like, yeah, and again, yeah, I've had people contact me who are worth quite a bit of money and say, hey, I'd like to check out some of your programs and see about promoting them. And I check out who they are and so on and so forth. So yeah, that might be cool. But tell me a little bit more about you. What's the last thing you did? And I start carrying on a conversation with them. I want to see if they're the real deal, not just saying, oh, I want to promote your stuff. Well, yet, if they're a successful promoter, they'll have a specific kind of internal conversations. They'll ask specific kind of questions. And I can tell if they're full of crap or not pretty quick. And so you get to play in this area a little bit. Again, some of the most wealthy people I know, that they don't pay retail for anything. They go, oh, how else can I get this? How can I get something that would do the same job, maybe something even a little bit better for less money? And see, Victoria and I, we buy tools. We bought a post hole digger, a cement mixer, and some other things for working out in the garden. Everything that we've bought, we evaluated, renting it versus buying it. Buying it new versus buying it used. Buying it in kit form versus buying it readily assembled. See, how can I get that? Well, how can I get a cement mixer for a third of the price? Oh, we got one in from China that's a kit. Pretty cool. We got to put it together, had a great afternoon. Saved a lot of money. And there was two little parts that were damaged. They sent us replacement parts right away and really helped us actually upgrade the thing a little bit. Very cool. So how can I get that? How can I get that? By the way, how can I get that? Well, we're going to cover another layer of that in just a few seconds. By the way, how can I get that? It creates a hole in your assertions. Okay, again, try this on. I can't afford that. There's an assertion that you're too poor. Oh, I can get that. I can get that. That's an assertion that you're rich. They're both assertions. In other words, they're both going to put you under pressure. Okay, I can get it. I can get it is just as bad as I can't get it. I can't get it. I want to know how can you get it? We have people from odd countries order our stuff, and we find very creative ways for them to pay us sometimes. Because they just don't go, oh, I'm from Nigeria, I can't get it. Oh, okay, cool, let's figure out a way to get this for you. Let's figure out a way to get this to you. You don't have a credit card? Fine, we'll figure out another way. You know, we'll find a way. If you're asking, how can I, we'll find a way. This is how the universe is designed. This is how you're designed. This is how thinking is designed. So change the origin of your inner conversations. By the way, again, we're exploring little tiny bits of truth here. How does this help you speed up? Okay, let's back up. Let's go way to the beginning. Number one, stop sending out distress signals. Every time you send out a distress signal, you've just interrupted the whole creative process. It's like putting seeds down and then raking them back up, putting them down and raking them back up. Stop sending out distress signals. Number two, when we're exploring feeling words, you're actually exploring being present more. There's something really cool about being present in Neville Goddard's teachings. He basically says, be present with the feeling of your wish fulfilled now. Be present with the feeling of your wish fulfilled now. In other words, don't be present with anything else. In other words, when we explore being present and exploring words like thankful, when you truly get in touch with that, now you can go, you know what, I'm thankful for the money. I'm thankful for the life. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for... And you get, the feeling is there. It's not the words, it's the feelings. It's the experience of the feelings. It's the present, being present with the feelings now, not thinking about a concept called thankfulness. Nah, very different. The third way, again, this speeds things up because we're getting to truths. Words are slow. They travel at 1,100 feet per second. Feelings, on the other hand, are right here, right now. You're eternally feeling the present. Whenever you feel the present, that speeds things up. Whenever you feel in the present what you have wanted, that speeds things up. The change of the origin of your inner conversations, moving not from poverty to a poverty assertion to a rich assertion, but to resourceful. You know what you are? You're the operant power. Being the operant power, you are, it's not just, you could be poor, right? You could decide, I'm going to use the operant power to be poor. You can use the operant power to be wealthy. But really, when we talk about getting back to the resourceful origin, how can I get that? The most wealthy people I know are the most imaginative when it comes to getting things and doing things in the physical world, as well as in the mental world. And when you decide to be resourceful, not just focusing on movement from poverty to wealth, but to realizing that you are resourceful, you are the ultimate resource because you are the operant power. Everything changes because you're acknowledging, what am I? I am the ultimate resource. I am the operant power. Being the operant power, that changes everything. And so you start to notice, how can I get that? Yet you don't even have to know how can you get it. When you do your sessions and you start at the end and you go, okay, you know what? I'm imagining, oh yeah, okay, yeah, here's the scene. Ready? Oh yeah, it's the dinner party. We just paid off all the properties. Yeah, my buddy's coming up. He's raising his glass. Tink, that's it. Ah, it feels good. There's a toast us paying off all the properties. Everything's wonderful. Okay? Notice that. By the way, we're going to skip down a little bit to what we call the speed sessions right now. We're going to move this a little bit out of order. Speed sessions, because I just demonstrated one. You want to answer three questions. What's going on? What am I doing? And what's the tipping point? Okay, write these down. What's going on? There's a dinner party. What am I doing? I'm drinking a glass of champagne. What's the tipping point? When my buddy says, "You did it!" And we tink glasses. In other words, we're talking about the scene, the action, the anchor. That's how fast it is. By the way, when you're doing your sessions, okay, you want to follow what we call the secret of success formula. And the secret of success formula is this. Practice the state of kinda sleep much more than you think you need to. Two or three times a day for 5 to 15 minutes is a must. Okay, sneak those times in someplace. Everyone can do it. We all got 24 hours a day. The more you practice the state akin to sleep, the more you're going to be in that alpha-theta brainwave, which is where creation happens. And so, you get to the point where you can do this pretty much like right now. I can drop right into the alpha-theta brainwave state. My words slow a little bit. My breathing shifts, but I can feel a tangible shift in my body. And now I imagine wonderful things. I go through my scene. The tink of the glasses, and I can come back that fast is how fast I can do a session. But the key is you've got to practice that state akin to sleep heaps so that you can do that. Again, you can hear the difference in my voice. The key is I can do that rapidly because I've been practicing the state akin to sleep, and I still practice it 2 to 3 times a day for 5 to 15 minutes just to keep getting stronger and stronger at it. So I can drop into it just like that. Now, the secret of success formula is this. You practice that state akin to sleep 2 to 3 times for 5 to 15 minutes, and then you do a speed session. And again, a speed session should take you about 15 seconds. What's going on? Oh, yeah, it's the dinner party. I can feel it, see it. Party, music, yeah, a little bit of cigar smoke in the air. Lovely. What am I doing? I'm drinking a little champagne. I got a cigar. I can feel it in my hand. My buddy Mikey comes up, tinks glasses. You did it, mate. Yeah, yeah. That's it. Done. That's the scene. That fast. And it implies what I've wanted was done. It involves my friends, involves that energy of tribe. Again, the three questions. What's going on? What am I doing? What's the tipping point? What's going on? What am I doing? What's the tipping point? We explore this in a couple different ways also in Manifesting Mastery. If you're not in there, you've got to get in there. It's only the price of a cup of coffee a day. Anyway, let's get back to number four. Because we skipped it a little bit. Change the activity around your inner conversations. Okay, this is just another little way to bounce things around. Now, think about this. This is how I've totally changed my life. What can I shift in physical, imaginal world so that I can't afford that? That's just a question. That's a question that a lot of wealthy people ask. What can I shift in my physical, imaginal world so I can afford that? Even if they're making $20 million a year, they're investing most of their money. So they'll say, what can I shift so I can afford it? What can I shift so I can buy that today? Okay, they actually ask themselves that question. I know because I've modeled a ton of them. And when I live like that, I become like that. And so can you. So, what can you change? Again, yeah, some people, they've got this inner conversation. Can't wait to get to the Quickie Mart and get the coffee and the donut. Oh, can't wait to get the coffee. Oh, I feel so much better when have that. Well, if only this idiot would get out of my way so I get my coffee and my donut. See, those are inner conversations. That'll guarantee you need the coffee or the donut. And I promise you this. If you eliminate coffee and donuts from your breakfast and eat 30 grams of protein when you get up, you're going to find that your blood sugar is a lot more stable, your energy is a lot more stable, and what's going to happen is you're going to have that couple extra bucks a day. The coffee and the donut money, you could apply that. You could invest that in something. You could go from being coffee donut guy and people say, yep, every day Bobby, he stops and gets his donut. He's a donut eater. To, well, you know what? Bobby decided to take that extra buck a day, that extra $3 a day and invest it. He started putting $90 a month on his mortgage instead of at the Quickie Mart. At the end of 5 years, it's amazing how much faster his mortgage came down. That's really cool. He started also, see, you can be an investor. You can invest in courses, trainings, mortgages, whatever. You can change your life so fast by, again, what's the activity that your inner conversations is about? Are you an investor? Another one. People tell us, I don't have the time. I don't have the time to do 3 5-minute sessions a day. Really? You don't have 15 minutes out of 24 hours? Okay. I've got a lot of things in my mind. Well, so do I. We all do, right? Dive in. This is not rocket science, but it takes you deciding, you know what? I'm not the victim here. I'm the investor. I'm the professional. And this attitude of professional is really, really important, because when you get that you're a professional, professionals are resourceful. I'm resourceful. Everything I do all day long, I'm exploring. What are my resources? How can I expand my resources? What can I do with my resources to have an impact in the world, to be more successful? And again, these tiny little shifts increase speed. Anytime you go from, you know what, I'm going to eat sugar and crap and have my blood sugar crash in 40 minutes and I can't feel real, I don't know why, but I close my eyes and I'm tired and I just fall right asleep. I can't get in the state of kind of sleep because you're eating too many donuts and too much coffee. Okay, stop it. Next, let's speed up with the power of why. Okay, this is one that shows up a ton in our calls and I love this. So we start out, here's a typical one. Ready? I say, so what do you want? And they say, I want my ex back. I say, wow, why do you want your ex back? Well, because he's the one. I say, well, okay, got that. But tell me about your daily life. If your ex was back, what would be different? I say, well, I wouldn't be sleeping alone. I wouldn't be eating alone. Okay, cool. So why do you want that? And we start to get somewhere. And I say, well, I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to feel lonely. Notice we've gone down to feelings now. We're almost at the gold, but we're going to go back up for a second. What do you want? I want my ex back. Yeah, they're the one. That's all about the ex. Hear the franticness? We might tell them, okay, so before we go any further, let's explore words. We're not going to try to find a secret word formula for you. What we're going to find is you exploring words, and we'll do maybe calm and peace and peaceful and thankful and have them notice, wow, I can feel where the words come from, and their lives will change. And then we go back, so what do you want? Well, I came here wanting my ex back. So why do you want that? Well, because I don't want to eat alone, I want to sleep alone, I want company. Well, so why do you want company? We'll keep asking, why do you want that? Because I don't want to be lonely, I don't want to feel lonely. And we've got to go one step further. So why do you want that? Well, I want to feel loved. Almost universally, that's the 4-step process there, in that realm. I want my ex back, it's all about the ex. Sleeping alone and eating alone, it's all about activities in life. I don't want to feel lonely, that's getting closer. We've gotten to feeling. Remember, feeling is the secret. But not wanting a feeling is close. We still haven't identified, what do you want to feel? I want to feel loved. And so now, instead of imagining the ex back, we focus, what's it feel like to feel loved? Drop into the state akin to sleep and notice, what is it like to feel loved? What does it feel like to feel loved? How do people look at you whenever you feel loved? How do they respond to you when you feel loved? You do that, and whoever's supposed to be loving you will show up in your life because you're expressing the love that you are. Let's do this around money. We get a coaching call. It tends to go, you know what, I want $1 million, or I want $500,000, or I want $150,000, whatever it is. I want $1 million. And so we say, oh, what do you want $1 million for? Well, so I can do what I want when I want. Right. So notice we're still, notice there's a pattern here. So why do you want to do what you want when you want? Why do you want that $1 million for that? And eventually we'll get down to, oh, so I won't feel any financial pressure. I won't feel anxiety about money. Got it. You notice we're going through a process here. I want $1 million. That's just like the X. I want the X back. I want $1 million. I want something. Why do you want it? Well, I want the X back so I won't be sleeping alone or eating alone. Why do you want $1 million? Well, so I can do what I want when I want. Again, it's an activity. We move a little bit further down. Why do you want to do what you want when you want? Well, it's really about pressure. I don't want to feel financially pressured. you know, when I can't do what I want and I feel pressured. We're finally getting close. You get it? Feeling is the secret. So, why do you want $1 million? Oh, so I can relax around money. Okay. When we get to there, let's imagine what it's like to be relaxed around money. To know you make good decisions with it. To know that you've got plenty. You know, we've got a really cool experiment that we share in the Neville Goddard Prosperity Pack. It's called Attitude Money. You start with 10 bucks or 100 bucks, whatever you can afford. You put it in your wallet. That's your attitude money. You never, ever, ever spend it. And then we'll go a little bit further. We'll tell more about that little exercise from the Prosperity Pack. And after a while, you double it. If you start with 10, go to 20. If you start with 20, go to 40. But just double it. Because something happens whenever you realize, I always have money, and I can double my money. Once you start internalizing those two feelings, you start doubling your income, you start doubling your savings, you start, you know, being relaxed about this whole concept of money. It's not hush hush. Everything shifts because we've gotten to the level of feeling. Again, you want to speed it up? Don't make it about the thing, the X or the million. You want to speed it up? Don't make it about the activity. So I won't be sleeping or eating alone, or so I, you know, won't be stuck on, well, so I can do what I want when I want. Don't make it about not having a feeling. Well, I don't want to feel lonely. I don't want to feel under financial pressure. What's the feeling that you want? Identify that and feel that in your sessions. I want to feel loved. I want to feel lovely. I want to feel relaxed and competent around money. There's your thing. So when we talk about speed, you know, it's the difference between, my buddy's got a four-wheel drive, and we can jump in it and drive down the road at 60 miles an hour, 100 k's miles an hour. We can do that on the road, on the freeway. But if we go up in the mountains, we're not going nearly as fast. The four-wheel drive will go a lot slower. And that's how this stuff works. You know, you can get on the freeway. We've covered a whole bunch of really cool distinctions here. Look at the printout, but besides that, write some of this stuff out. Write out the insights, write out the highlights, write out the stuff that I repeat again and again. If you write it out, you make it yours. Move this around, put your scenarios and scenes and feelings into what we're talking about here. Make this yours, not just something you listen to. Make it yours. By applying it to you, again, write out what you're doing with this stuff. You'll be shocked at how much more clarity you'll develop. And again, it's not the writing it out that makes it happen. It's the writing it out that helps you get, well, I'm not really clear about this. Oh, look at that. I'm still focusing on an activity or a negative emotion versus what do I really want to feel? Writing it out will change everything for you. So as you explore the secrets of speed in this mastermind, thinking about doing another one on it as well, because there's a lot to this stuff. But this will be enough to really get you moving. This will get you out of the four-wheel drive country and onto the freeway. And again, the way it does it, it's not about learning secret techniques. I don't want you having more and more stuff to do. I want you to shift the way you're being in the world. If you do these tiny little exercises, you can make vision boards all day long. You can chant affirmations all day long. Those are activities. But on the other hand, learning a new way of questions, learning some new inner conversations, finding out what is it that that person that I want to be like, what are their inner conversations actually like? If you adopt their style of conversation on the inside as well as on the outside, you're going to notice some really remarkable things happen. Long before I was worth any money, back when I was really in debt, people still came to me for money advice because they knew that I was working on things. They knew that I was making things happen because of the way I carried myself, because they noticed I'd skip the coffee and invest in a training. That they noticed that, you know what, my attitude money would bump up a couple levels pretty fast. They noticed these things because I shared these things. As we developed them, as we discovered them, as we learned these from our mentors and coaches, I shared them. I taught them. Because when you share and when you teach, you become a better learner. We talked about learning strategies and the conversations that learners have in their heads. The best teachers in their heads are the best learners, and the best learners are the best teachers. Taking the time to learn how to explain this stuff to someone who doesn't get it, or even better, to someone who thinks they get it. Helping them get to a new level of realization helps them bring what they want really into the world at a whole new level. Take these little secrets of speed, these little principles, every one of them smooths out a bump. Look at everything that we've covered in this recording today. Little tiny things that smooth out bumps in the road so you can go faster, smoother. And again, there's the obvious one. Stop looking for signs. Y'all know that. But if you notice what we taught here today, we taught a whole bunch of ways that will prevent you from looking for signs and to keep you living from the state of the wish fulfilled. Breaking it down into this actionable way of doing it not only changes what you do, but who you are. You get to become the investor who invests their time, invests their money. You get to become the professional. By the way, professionals go, you know what? I don't have time for this crap. I'm feeling it real. Every day in my life, I decide what's the most urgent thing that I need to do to grow my business, my community, to change my life. And there are a lot of things that I don't do that most of my friends do. And that's because I go, I don't have time for that. What I do have time for is feeling it real, for writing, for teaching, for recording, for doing, you know, coaching and training sessions, for finding new mentors to work with. And for helping the people that work with me get way to the next level. How can I help them faster than I was helped? Again, these are the conversations in my head. How can I help you more effectively than I was helped? That's where the solid gold is. Learning to ask these questions. Learning to come from these perspectives. Smooth out the road so you can travel much faster. Get out of that four-wheel drive rocky country and get on the freeway where you can speed your way to success. All right. For bonus points, listen to this recording and pull at least 30 things out of it. I promise you there are at least 30 life-changing insights in it. We listed them out, then made the recording. Pull them out. Email them to us just for giggles. We're not going to give you a prize or anything, but you will give yourself a prize if you pull out the 30 best bits out of this little tiny insights that smooth things out and speed things up. That's what it's all about. Okay, that's it for today. My name is Mr. 2020. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the handout. Remember, the handout is what we deviate from. Why do we deviate from the handouts? By the way, this is really cool. Here's a good learning and teaching strategy. Ready? If I'm going to follow the handout precisely, I'll follow it closely at times. I'll follow it loosely at other times. But if I followed it precisely, there would be no reason for me to talk. You could just have the handout and be done with it. On the other hand, some stuff really needs to be processed visually, so we put it in the handout so it marks it out a little bit. We deviate from the handout to keep it lively. We deviate it to allow the energy of inspiration and creation to come in. Think about this. If you're running your life and you're living by the handout, point number one, point number two, point number three, you're not being creative, you're not open to inspiration. If you really are creating, you will feel inspired at times. You'll be inspired to do things. Again, listen to Neville's stories. How many times was he inspired to say yes or no to something? Because he did a session, he felt it as real, and something popped up, and he says, that's unacceptable. I'm doing this. Or, you know what, I know there's no tickets, so I'm still going to go to the show, and I'm going to stand in line. Why? Because I'm inspired to. I have faith in that imaginal act. I'm not looking for signs. He didn't get to the... Whenever Neville wanted the tickets for Aida, for his brothers, that sold-out show, he didn't go, okay, I felt it real. I imagine giving my brothers the tickets. I'm going to go down to where I'd get the tickets at. He didn't get there and go, oh, the signs aren't changed. They still have the signs up saying there are no tickets. Oh, I might as well go home because the signs tell me nothing's happening. No, he stood in line. He changed lines. He confronted the con man. He saved the day of the ticket seller. And he told the ticket seller, look, I need to buy two tickets. Will you help me out? And the ticket seller said, yeah, we've got our VIP ones. I'll sell them to you at the normal price. Neville wasn't a VIP. The tickets were not for sale to the general public. As far as the general public knew, they were out of tickets, but Neville's imaginal act created the scenario where he would confront the con man, save the ticket taker a significant amount of money, and the ticket taker would repay him by selling him two tickets that were officially off the books. Think about that. That's how this stuff works. Okay, dive in. Have a wonderful day. My name is Mr. 2020, and thank you for visiting us and being a part of freeneville.com. See ya.